We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Kevin Fishbane.
They will refuse to publicly anoint this game what it means. They lose, and the run game is still bad, and Mitch Trubisky still is off, and they're not getting anything from anybody not named Allen Robinson. If Matt Nagy thinks he's seen criticism the past couple of weeks, he's seen nothing yet. It's tough for them because, obviously, the Saints are a good team. I mean, this is a game that the Bears should win. Coming off the bye at home against a backup quarterback, you don't correct the mistakes that everyone knows you have. These are the problems we saw last year. And that's, I think, the biggest indictment of Matt Nagy is they spent so much time in the spring focusing on fixing the run game and giving their offense more answers and being able to score more points. And the only thing that has helped them score more points that was different is Eddie Pinheiro. There's a lot riding on the way these guys perform on the field and the way Matt Nagy schemes it up.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays on the Score.
It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. Dan is out. He's having himself looked at. All of himself. Mark Grody is in. He, of course, our Bears beat reporter here on 670 The Score. The sideline man for WBBM. All around good guy and recently returned from London. Mark Grody is in all morning long. What's up, Grody?
What's going on, Connor? Thanks for having me in this morning, even though there is lots going on at Bears headquarters in Lake Forest, a little place they call Hallis Hall. We'll keep you up to date on everything that is happening there, including the potential of the starting quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, speaking to the media today, which would connote or indicate that he would play on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. So we'll let you know from the people that we have there.
Yeah, you have deputized Chris Emma, right?
Yes.
With all of your powers, he is full functioning up at Hallis Hall today, and as soon as he knows whether or not Mitch is going to talk, we'll know, and then you'll probably hear it later on in the day.
Yeah, he's not full functioning, though, because Emma has been without a voice for like the last 3 weeks. He's got a voice issue, so he's not, for the record, he's not full functioning. But, yes, we have people planted at Hallis Hall who will take care of us in that regard.
Good to know. Mark has smuggled some contraband out of Hallis Hall, some audio that you'll probably just hear here today. It's good stuff. We're going to talk about some issues concerning the Bears because they are the topic today, and Mark Grody is in. You can still get involved with the show, as always. Twitter.com is Bernstein_MCK. You can send us your emails at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. When we stream, and we shall still soon, watch 670thescore.com. You can watch the Mac and Parkin show on there, too. You can get involved in that whole conversation. You can download the radio.com app. It is new, and it is wonderful. It's got a brand new feature, Grote. It's you can rewind live radio with the radio.com rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to any Score program you might have missed over the last 24 hours. Download the app, same one you've been using. It's got an update. If you've got that little red badge on there, just go ahead, hit the update thing. And in case you missed an interview or something, or you missed our transition with Molly and Zach Zaidman, where we broke down the issues surrounding the Angels and also, you know, fentanyl use.
It was awesome.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
If you missed it, you just got to click a couple of buttons. It goes right back. Then you hit the live button, and you're right back to live programming on your favorite station, 670 The Score.
This is good for me because I listen exclusively to The Score on radio.com. I do not, ironically, I do not own a radio. A radio guy who doesn't own a radio.
I don't think.
Isn't that interesting?
Like, I think I've got one packed away somewhere, actually.
Right.
Now that I think about it.
I've got some malfunctioning like clock radios about my place,
there
but that's really about it.
Yeah, so download the radio.com app. That's how you stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook when you can just like the Score page. All you got to do, Facebook. like the 670 The Score page. You're in on that conversation, too. Here's what we're up to today. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is going to join us at 10 o'clock, NBC Sports as well. A lot going down in the NFL outside the Bears. Midday Midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish is ours today. He's yours on Friday, ours today. He's here at 11. Of course, he's your Pro Football Weekly man, your WSCR Ameristar pregame show host with Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz. The pre- and postgame this week is at Connie's Pizza on Archer.
Delish.
Yeah. So you get some good slice or two and get yourself out to the pre- and postgame show as the Bears host the Saints, too. But here's what we're up to today. And prior to the update, which is coming up in just a couple, I want to let you know that we, with Grody here, we have pulled some things from Hallis Hall, some conversations from the assistants, the coaches that you guys don't get to talk to all that often, but still have massive impact on this Bears team at 3-2 that is desperate, in my opinion, desperate for not just a real solid performance specifically from the offense, but a win against one of the best teams in the NFC in the Saints. So we pulled a couple of things, some conversation from Dave Ragone, the Bears quarterback coach, surrounding Mitchell Trubisky and whether or not he'll play and where he's at in his development. Some things on the defensive side of the ball that matter quite a bit, too. You had a chance to talk to a guy that matters in the coaching of Leonard Floyd. I wonder if you can give us just a tiny little preview of why you asked what you asked and what people will hear coming up in just a minute or two.
Yeah, talking about the Bears' outside linebacker, Leonard Floyd, and specifically to the OLB assistant, the outside linebacker's coach, Ted Monachino, who's in his first year working with the Bears. And, you know, we're talking about Leonard Floyd, who had a splashy start to his season.
Two sack
game against Green Bay. It looked like the carryover existed from last year. He was excellent in the post-club era of his season last year, where he had the club on his hand, and that did disable him, and he was really not himself. And then Leonard Floyd probably gave us the best version that we have seen since he arrived here with the Chicago Bears, 4 years ago in the second half last year, and then he has the splashy first game against Green Bay, and then we haven't really heard from him much in terms of the splash play since then. And Monachino, very honest in his assessment on what's going on and why he hasn't been able to get to the quarterback.
We come back from the update, you will hear Mark Grody ask that very question of Ted Monachino about Leonard Floyd and what it has to do with missing Akeem Hicks in this game against the Saints.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They do get frustrated, but what they become is more and more determined. They become better students. They learn to study more. Here's the three or four things that I can do when they try to tend to me this way. But they do get frustrated. You know, Leonard's frustrated. You know, you mentioned it, right? He had two sacks in the first one. He hadn't had any sense. Well, that frustration leads to growth. And those guys are studying like crazy, and they're trying to figure out, and we're trying to figure out as a staff, ways to get them clean at the end of the day.
You mentioned, you know, Leonard Floyd having the early success as far as sacking the quarterback is concerned. Are there still places where you're showing him and saying, hey, here's a spot where you could have possibly gotten in there, or is he just getting, are other players just playing well against him?
There are plenty of those spots, and he sees them just as quickly. He'll come to the sideline and tell me about them. I should have won that one. I could have won that one. I knew what they were going to give me, and I didn't take advantage of it. So, absolutely. So we point those out in real time, right on the spot. And he's a guy that is dying to learn and dying to get better, because this is a little bit of a difference for him, a little change for him, right? Playing on a specific side of a defense and base, and being asked to do some more things from a communication standpoint and a coverage standpoint, those are different. But the one thing I know is when he has a chance to go forward and the ball gets snapped, he should be able to do that. Shouldn't have to think his way through some of those rushes.
So what are the things that have kept him from taking advantage of opportunities that he sees that are there that he hasn't been able to?
Some of those old warts have shown up. right? The finish, yeah. Where the launch point is, how do I get to the launch points to the launch point to finish? He's also a guy that has to speed his clock up because he does chew up so much grass so quickly. You know, we talk about where that place where I have to either win or lose the rush. That happens for him within his first step and a half, right? Because he's engaged, right? A lot of guys get to their third step, right? Because this guy's chewing up 2.5 yards each stride, and the next thing you know, I'm on the guy. So he's got to be able to speed his clock up, and then he's got to know where he's got to win at the end of the down.
It's Bears linebackers coach Ted Monachino talking about the difficulties, frustrations, the lack of production that Leonard Floyd has shown through the, I don't know, anything but the Green Bay game where he opened it up with 2 sacks. I'm Connor McKnight. He's Mark Grody in for Dan Bernstein. Dan is having cameras moved around his body today, so he'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Grode, I found it interesting that you asked the question in the first place, and then the response you got from Ted Marquino is a pretty honest one. I don't know that it makes me feel any better that Leonard Floyd is returning to the sideline saying, wow, here's how I missed this. Here's what your problem was. It's like, Leonard, this was your problem to begin with, man. Get it done.
Well, and then the old warts showing up, too. And I thought it was fascinating to hear Monachino in that final 20 seconds talking about basically his large stride and getting to the quarterback and having to make a decision more quickly than maybe your average guy because his stride is so large. And as he put it, chewing up the grass and then the launch point and then the all important, and it's important in lots of sports, the finish. That's always been what it is for Leonard Floyd. Like he's getting there. He's just not quite there. He's not able to actually bring the quarterback down. His presence is still like he's not playing badly. Like Leonard Floyd is not lost out there.
Stops the run well.
Absolutely.
Fairly responsible in shedding. Okay.
This is not Leonard Floyd is playing badly. This is what it kind of has always been with Floyd. Where are the quarterback sacks? Because that's ultimately what you know, way back when, traded up to get Leonard Floyd. The idea was you bring in this hybrid, this something of a project because of his weight and size, but now more and more teams have that guy in their defensive lineup. The question has always been, how come Leonard Floyd is not getting to the quarterback more often, now more than ever, because you have Khalil Mack on the other side or obviously complimenting him or vice versa, I suppose.
Yeah, Floyd falls into the category that a lot of underperforming Bears fall into, unfortunately. I mean, I think it's very easy for Bears fans, for NFL fans, to identify that a general manager has found a guy, been aggressive, and gotten him. But too many of the guys that fall under that category, whether it be Mitch Trubisky or Anthony Miller or Adam Shaheen or David Montgomery, I mean, they all kind of, Montgomery a little less so, they all kind of fall into the category of underproducing. They all kind of fall into the category of, where have you been lately? You gotta perform up to the draft pick that we put on you because we thought you were going to be this kind of guy.
Right. And then there's the other part, too, that is maybe not, I was going to say in the back of his mind, but maybe it's a lot more in the front of his brain right now, Leonard Floyd, is that, you know, they've got to be considering whether or not they want to extend this guy. He's here this year and next year,
right,
locked in, but this would be about the time where you'd want to, considering he's 27 years old, where you want to start thinking about the possibility of extending and locking in somebody like that. But I don't think that right this moment you would commit the big bucks to Leonard Floyd. Like, it's right there. It's right on the cusp just because of his age and his ability and the fact that it seems like he's a guy that's always getting a little bit better in terms of his overall skill set, but he's just not quite there yet.
That clock that you talked about clicks faster for quarterbacks in this league, mm-hmm. And there are a number of teams that have had to make decisions, even just yesterday with the Titans benching Marcus Mariota for Ryan Tannehill going forward. That clock, we know, clicks faster. Dave Ragone is the quarterback's coach of the Chicago Bears, and you asked him a question yesterday. The answer really has me scratching my head and kind of yelling and screaming. You're going to hear it when we come back. It is a conversation about Mitch Trubisky and the sample size that's available to Bears coaches, to Bears fans, to NFL observers everywhere. And I got to be honest,
It got me angry. It got me a little angry, this part of discussion around the supposed franchise quarterback of the Bears. Segment brought to you by Amazon. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $16 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Mark Grody, our Bears beat reporter, is in for Dan Bernstein. You're going to hear a conversation he had with Dave Ragone, the Bears quarterback coach, surrounding Mitch. And it might drive you crazy. That's next. Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight here on 670 The Score. I'm Connor. Dan is out. He's asked for extra cameras in his procedure today. One wasn't enough for, you know, Dan. I mean, he's always worried about things. He's concerned. He's captain of the worry club. So he just asked for a couple extra cameras. He's going to get himself set. He'll be back tomorrow, I assume. I think he's going to bring one of the cameras in with him. So we're looking forward to that.
Mark Grody, hear the audio of the procedure?
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully it's audio. Hey, buddy. I'm sure that's in there. Just Dan doing a whole bunch of Terry Bora's impersonations.
And this is his first.
Yeah, I believe this is, yeah, this is his first. Yes. The whole process, he said, was fine. You know, getting himself set and ready for the... for a journey that most 50-year-old men take. This is that time for him.
Right. It's you have to do it, but every time I hear about it, I still go,
Sure. Yeah, I know. It's McNeil was trying to make it feel better the other day, saying it's a completely normal procedure. Nothing, absolutely nothing. The prep is the worst part, all that stuff.
Right.
And I'd imagine that's probably true. It's much easier said if you've been there before.
You know? Yeah, and that's what men have to hear, because men would be hesitant to, or perhaps not even do it, if they don't hear from regular guys like Dan McNeil that, hey, man, it's all good. It's easy to do. You'll enjoy the process, and you could still fish. So, yeah, it's do it. Go do it. But still, I feel squeamish, and I think most men do. Before.
He's Mark Grody. Nothing wrong with being a little squeamish there. He's in for Dan. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number. You can text us as well, 67011. We had just been having, well, Mark had a conversation yesterday with Ted Monachino,
with other reporters.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And we were talking about some of the underperformers on this Bears team. We're going to get to one of them in the quarterback in just a second here. But there's a couple of people texting in saying, you know, you can't just judge a rush by the end total of sacks. There are other things that go into his quality of play and just how you heard his own coach say we need more from Leonard Floyd. So that matters to me. He's the 9th overall pick in the draft, the guy that you traded up to go get. That guy, whoever it is, a rush end, a guy that's charged with going to get the quarterback at number 9 in the draft, does have to have more sacks than Leonard Floyd has had. He has to.
Absolutely. And I even said during the segment, yes, Leonard Floyd has played well in other areas. This is not like an indictment of Floyd and like he should be out of the game. And like I'd even say they should consider extending him. There's no doubt about it. But that's the degree on which he is measured, is quarterback sacks. He does Leonard Floyd, 43 career sacks at this point. 43 career games.
Say.
He has 17. Yeah, that would have been really good.
Oh, my
good.
God. That
would have been
the
great.
The texture was right.
Yeah, let's scrap the whole segment. Everything that you just heard is stricken from the record. 43 career games. He has 17.5 sacks. His most encouraging year in that regard was his rookie season, where he had 7 sacks in 12 games played. And that brings you to the other part, where he has been injury prone throughout his career. But doesn't matter. He's always going to be measured on the quarterback sack.
The mere fact that you're still bringing up, that we, all of us who watch the Bears, can bring up the idea of an extension for Leonard Floyd means he has played well enough.
Absolutely.
Just not up to the level that you'd probably expect, especially when you add in 52 on the other side of him. There should be more production.
Huge part to it, and he did have a terrific second half of the season last year, a splashy start to this year. But yeah, you want to see him get to that quarterback more often.
So there was another bit of intrepid reporting performed by Mark Grody yesterday. Dave Ragone, the quarterback's coach of the Bears, was available for comment, which is always nice. Enjoy when that happens. And there was a conversation had between reporters. Mark asked this particular question. You'll hear him ask the question for context. And it sparks an area of conversation around the franchise quarterback of the Bears that has started to drive me insane. Here's the question.
Has there been any kind of discovery with Mitch Trubisky on what he may be doing wrong that has, you know, not enabled him to thrive as much this year as maybe he could, like over the last few days of watching tape and whatnot?
I think the biggest thing, and not by no chance or by any realm my excuse maker here, but sample size is small, right? We have three games of really Mitchell this year. And like I explained, right, the first one was Green Bay, right? Obviously, we all wanted a better outcome out of that one, and we learned a lot from that game. The second opponent, right, we went into a hostile environment in which that was a home opener for an opponent that, in my opinion, I think when it's all said and done defensively at the end of the year, Vic will have that defense like he had the last 2 weeks playing really well. And then, obviously, we were into Washington, and that provided a Monday night atmosphere on the road for us for a way to find a way to win a football game, and I thought Mitchell did a good job of executing the game plan. And then reality is, six games in Minnesota. So the question for me is always a little more difficult. We're three games into a potential 16, right, obviously, where he's only played three of the five. So this is a hard, great question, but it's hard to answer. In my opinion, those three teams provided different challenges. Again, we learned from the first one. I thought he managed the second one. I thought the third one, he went out and executed the game plan at a pretty high level. What we don't know, right, is when he comes back, is when he's coming back and how he's going to react to when he comes back. I think that is going to be the bigger question moving forward for all of us. Obviously, him first, and then as his position coach second. And it's my job, obviously, to make sure he's mentally and physically right to go do those things. So the sample size is small. There's points I can point at each game where he can get better. There's things I think he's done better. But until the totality of the season's over and we get a true recap, you know, again, I've said this years and years with you guys, there's things that don't show up in the stat book that we're like, man, that was really good. And there's things that don't show up in the stat book where, man, we need to improve on that. And so I think that is how he's going to be truly judged, especially from his position coach. But again, it'd be very difficult for me to put a greater stamp on anything after three games.
That's Bears quarterback coach Dave Ragone. I understand that he's Mitch's coach and the things he's going to tell people out loud are somewhat limited. But you just heard the man talk so much about the things we, Bears observers, and they, the coaches, don't know about a quarterback that's in his third season. And I don't even have to make the comparison to production for other quarterbacks in his draft class, Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. You can leave the production off to the side here for a second. Mitch has played in more games. The sample size is larger than theirs. Mitch has missed a couple, and he'll come back from injury. And there's some unknown about a quarterback coming back from injury, how he's going to play, how comfortable he's going to be, how capable he actually is. Sure, I get that too. But you can't tell me that we'll just see at the end of the year. You can't be in that spot. The Tennessee Titans just made a change from Marcus Mariota over Ryan Tannehill. And you can have a lot of conversations about what Marcus Mariota could do on a team that didn't drop as many footballs as the Titans have done, that had protected him some. If his athleticism had stayed around, what would he look like then? Sure, all those things. But don't get yourself caught as an NFL franchise in a situation where you just keep on waiting and seeing with a guy. Whereas, you know, we don't know enough. It is imperative now in the NFL that you know that you know right around the end of year three. Have to. I mean, so otherwise you hamstring yourself. You chain yourself to a quarterback that is unable to get things done and unable to improve. It's brutal. It's very frustrating, Mark. It's very frustrating. I wish you hadn't asked that question to Dave Ragone. Good God, man.
Here's the whole part about it. Like, I like using the word jarring because that's what it's been seeing the quarterback play this year, that you expected, and I was complicit in the pumping up of Mitchell Trubisky during training camp.
Same.
Right? Yeah, I mean, sure. Like, because we had heard that it's 200 level time. His teammates just were loving. Like, Allen Robinson said way back at the Bears Care Gala before anything started that, you know, he and Mitch have been working out in California and that I'm paraphrasing, but said that Mitch is miles ahead of where he was. And we're going to 200, and it's been jarring and almost shocking that how inept it has looked at times out there. So it
that's what drives these questions to Matt Nagy and to Dave Ragone, to try and figure out what it is. And, you know, there is some resignation to it as well by way of the game plans that we have seen when Mitchell Trubisky is in terms of, you know, ripping a couple pages out and making things more simple for him. And that is the product of having a great defense. And so that kind of almost naturally stunts what could be further progress with Trubisky this year, because they're resigned to the idea that they're going to have to play things down a little bit.
There's nothing you should be resigned about when you take a quarterback where he did in the third year with the offense.
But they are, aren't they?
I mean, you're smart.
I mean, you have to because of the defense.
He's Mark Grody in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Connor McNutt. We come back. We'll have Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, on with us. We'll chat with him about a couple of things heading around in the NFL. Of course, Jalen Ramsey getting traded to the Rams for all of the first rounders that the Rams could find. Incredible stuff there. We'll talk about the Bears and his expectations, perhaps, for Mitch to go play against the Saints. We'll get your phone calls a little later on in the show as well. He's Mark Grody in for Dan. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.